three men in red berets have stood outside Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School under a small tent for months, on patrol since the February 14th shooting. Parkland community members thanked the Guardian Angels at an event last night. WLRN's Jessica Bakeman was there.
Parents of kids who go to Marjory Stoneman Douglas lined up to hug Cobra, Black Cat, and Yankee. The three volunteers are from the Guardian Angels, a nonprofit network that organizes safety patrols in communities around the country.
My daughter loves them.
Randy Weiselberg lives across the street from the high school. Her 15-year-old was in the freshman building during the shooting.
I bet you so many more of the kids talk to the Guardian Angels than they talk to their parents.
John Faber's two sons attend Stoneman Douglas. He organized the event to honor the Guardian Angels at Pine Trails Park in Parkland.
These guys were standing in front of the school every day in the heat with rain, protecting our kids.
David Cobra Clementi leads the Broward chapter of the Guardian Angels. He doesn't think they'll be sitting in front of the school when it starts up again next year, but they'll keep tabs from their patrol cars.
Longs Parkland needs the Guardian Angels. The Guardian Angels ain't going nowhere.
He's hoping someone will donate a space they can use as a headquarters over the summer. I'm Jessica Bakeman in Parkland.
And the Tony Awards will be recognizing the drama teacher at Stoneman Douglas High. Melody Hertzfeld will be presented with a special award for educators during the Tonys telecast on June 10th. Hertzfeld saved 65 students by holding them in a small classroom closet during the shooting. The award includes a $10,000 prize and an invitation to the Tony Awards gala. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.